Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is entitled The Salvation Mandate and the Teachings of Jesus. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press or crowd, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. This passage is pivotal for our understanding of the person of Jesus. And please note that in the prophecies of the Old Testament that have exclusively to do with Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Messiah, the picture of the Messianic One is exclusively around salvation, as recorded in Isaiah 52, and in parts of Isaiah 52, and in Isaiah 53 as well. And so here we see Jesus doing something that, of course, would make people talk and wonder about who he was. Jesus entered into the lives of people who were, for the most part, rejected for who they were and what had become of their lives. But those who stood about rarely understood what Jesus understood about persons, and that is their need for him. Because he never met anyone as a philosopher or as a mere storyteller. When Jesus met people, he met them as their savior or rescuer, because he understood their intrinsic need for a redeemer or savior, because he understood the struggle with sin. Paul wrote that the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So Zacchaeus was a tax collector. That is, he was a Jewish person who worked for Rome, and so therefore he exploited his own people for financial gain. So the publicans were routinely despised by their own people. And so Zacchaeus knew at this point that Jesus was coming to Jericho. And verse 2 tells us that he was chief among the publicans and that he was rich. But there was a movement going on in his heart. His riches had not brought satisfaction to his life. He wanted something more. He wanted someone more. And verse 3 tells us that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. But because of his small stature, he had to climb up into a tree. And so we read in verse 4 that he ran before and he climbed up a tree to see him. So there was just this compelling need for Zacchaeus to be in the presence of Jesus. And what I love about this passage is that Zacchaeus didn't care about what people thought or about what people were thinking. Something had taken hold of his heart. And that which had taken hold of his heart was his need, his desire to be in the presence of Jesus. And Jesus went to Jericho specifically for this encounter. You remember in John's Gospel that John 4, Jesus sent his disciples off to get food, and he sat up on a well. And he knew that there would come at a particular time a woman who would go to this well to draw water. And she thought that she was just going to get water, but she met the water of life. She met Jesus. At some point, you and I met Jesus in the same way. And some may say, well, this was coincidental, but with God, nothing is coincidental. Jesus went to Jericho. He walked down this narrow street, and we read that he looked up, and he saw Zacchaeus. And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must abide at thy house. And verse 6 tells us that Zacchaeus hurried down the tree and received him joyfully. This is a very interesting term to describe a tax collector, and not a ordinary tax collector, but one who was chief among the publicans or the tax collectors. He received Jesus joyfully. Zacchaeus responds, and he responded to the voice of salvation. He responded to Jesus. Jesus had filled his expectations and beyond. Jesus looked at him. Among everyone in that huge crowd, Jesus looked at one individual, and he marked him for salvation. Make haste and come down. And verse 7 tells us that when the crowd saw, they murmured. And this is what they said of Jesus. He has gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And so this was a statement of disdain on their part. But this is the mission of Jesus, to be a guest with those who are sinners. Now, please note that in the New Testament, the term sinner is not a noun, it is an adjective. And so they wanted to describe this man and they call him Harmartalo, and which means one who practices sin. And so they could not understand what was going on, but Jesus knew, and Zacchaeus knew what was going on. And as evidence of Zacchaeus' new life, as evidence of Zacchaeus' righteousness, now the righteousness of God in Christ, Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor." He didn't need the stuff. He didn't need the material stuff, the baggage anymore. His life was now full because he had Jesus. And because he was a man of numbers, he said, "And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And after this confession, Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was ruined." And so the term ruined in the Greek, the New Testament, is a word that means which, again, is ruined beyond restoration. And so here we see Jesus taking a life, taking an individual who had been condemned as a sinner and as someone irredeemable. And the presence of Jesus in his life brought life to him, that which Zacchaeus really wanted and really needed. His heart had been prepared to accept God's salvation. And so we're to live, you and I, as those who know God. And so in verse 8 we have the repentance of Zacchaeus. He said, "I will restore, I give to the poor." And here's a blessing to those who did not receive Jesus that day. Because of Zacchaeus' salvation, others were blessed. You and I are to be a blessing to others because of what God has done in our hearts and in our lives. This day is salvation come to this house. This morning, you can receive God's gift of salvation through Christ Jesus. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. Please read that Jesus died, Jesus was buried, and he rose again the third day. Paul said, "I give unto you that which I also received, how that Jesus died, was buried, and he was raised for our justification, so that we might have the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ." There is salvation in no other. And here is the desperate, the great need of all, to know that one has eternal life, to know that one has eternal security. When an individual is truly saved, he has eternal security in Christ. Jesus said, "No one can pluck you or snatch you out of my hand. No one can pluck you from my Father's hand." So we have a Savior who loves us, who redeemed us, who gave himself for us on Calvary's tree. Now, are you ready to receive Christ as your Savior? Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.